All right, hello. Welcome to our mastermind for the 7th of February, 2024. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about the energy and such in just a little bit. I'm going to just jump right in here and answer Liesl's question first. And I may actually do the, well, we'll see. We'll see where we go with this. I won't commit to anything just yet. I'll see where we go with this. Okay. Liesl, I'm just going to answer this for you. So I hear for you that you're contemplating, well, you're staying here in the US. Okay, I've got that. And you're contemplating potentially bringing your mom over or buying land that's under your name that they can farm in the Philippines. And so you're kind of looking at either of those scenarios. So before we get all into this, I want to just bring up a principle that I teach that if it's not a big yes, then it's a no. And you have the, you do a little bit of overthinking like a lot of us do, okay? And that's because you have a really brilliant mind and you're entertaining a lot of thoughts and there's nothing wrong with that. But and through working in the Solutionary Blueprint and with the different trainings and such, you're going to really learn this over time, how to really be able to tell when something's resonant for you, when it's not, when it's a yes, when it's a no, because we do a lot of this, tuning in work. And the more you do that on a regular basis, like with all the meditations, especially the soul wisdom meditation, you start to really understand your own inner language about things. So, let me just ask you, just on a teaching principle, are either of these scenarios with your mom or the land and your parents, are either of these like a big yes? You're like, God, I can't wait to do that.
So for the farmland, it's a big yes because I am supporting them financially. And then if there is another source of income that I can use to provide for them, then that would be good. And also, my brother has been asking for it. And this is the time that I have some money lying around that I don't use. So at least it can get I can get something out of it.
So for that, that feels like a big yes to you as far as the land goes. It's in your name, no matter what happens, whether whatever they do, you can always ultimately do what you want with the land. Would that be true? Okay. So in that way, you're just based on some of the history around that that you had shared. So I think that, and so then let me just ask you this before I give you any advice on that. So as far as bringing your mom here, is that a big yes?
That one is still like a question, although like I want to give my mom experience of like what is it like to be here, what's the life here, and even just the tour. Although I'm contemplating on, I really want her to get an immigrant visa, although she might not stay here for long, but at least if she stay here for good, it's okay. Although I'm not sure about staying here for good because
Ah, that's the piece.
mom and I, me and my mom always argue about religion, and I really had a difficulty growing up because of her religious belief.
Okay. So I would say mom staying here long term at this point is not a big yes. So therefore, if something's not a big yes and we let it be a no, it could be a yes in the future. But then we know for sure we are not doing something that is really against what our heart, our soul really wants for us. So as far as bringing her here for a visit or, that leaves you the time to expose, give your mom what you want to, but then not have a commitment to where she's going to live with you would probably be the best for your relationship.
I'm sure that she doesn't like to be here for like permanently because I've she always trying to come here, but she also hesitate, always hesitate. Like for example, she already tried to get the paperwork done a few times, but every time She's ready to work on her paperwork, something like having, like, for example, oh, COVID happened, and then she said, oh, I don't want to go to US with COVID. And then the war happens in, I think, Iran. And then she said, oh, the end of the world is coming. I don't want to
So
go out of
what,
the country.
yeah, so just to sum this up, and hi Karen, welcome. What I want to invite you to, it sounds like the property is a yes. So I would just move forward in looking for the right property, okay? And when you find the right property, we could talk about better timing about when to actually buy the property. But right now is a great time to explore and look at property and look at what's I'm looking at your chart here as well and look at what the right property is. And hang on one second, I just want to look at one other thing. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. And with mom, I wouldn't push that. If she really wants to come, then great. You've offered her, it's kind of the ball's kind of in her court on that, So there's really nothing to push there. So I like the idea of you investing in property, but you make sure that is absolutely in your name and you are in control of, you can give it to them to use, but you're in control of it. It's an investment for you that can benefit your whole family, but it's not. The fate of the property isn't determined by them because you're giving it straight out to them. Does that make sense? And then as far as mom goes, and so when you find property, then let's talk about the best timing, okay? As far as buying it, we're going to want to avoid for sure the eclipse time, which is going to be the end, let's say, third week in March through about the second week in April. That whole time is not a great time to do anything really sort of permanent between, I would say actually from about March 20th through April 24th. That's because of Mercury retrograde and eclipses. We kind of want to avoid that time for really important things, but great time to explore, look at, see what you like. Does that make sense?
Although I have to fly to Philippines to go and see.
Well, and so then, but there's a lot you can do online. There's a lot you can, to research beforehand, and then you can then plan a trip and just take it one step at a time and enjoy the process. But I don't want you to feel rushed. And even when you pick the property, you're going to want to make sure it really is like, okay, this is a big yes. We don't want anything with complications. You want to feel like it's a good investment, but it also serves your family as well. Does that make sense? Karen, welcome. This is Liesl. She just joined Solutionary Blueprint recently. And since it was just the two of us, we just kind of hopped on it and she had just jumped into her questions directly. So, do you have anything in particular, Karen, that you want to jump on with today? I'm going to ask you to unmute. Ask to unmute. There you go. There you go.
I'm feeling a little I need to get a little momentum in the losing my Christmas weight, I'll call it that. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'm kind of at a little bit of a standstill. I feel like I have been giving it some good attention. So that's partially why I'm a little frustrated because I am, but I probably have to try harder or some, you know what I mean? I don't know, but I'm in that
There's some
little
tweaks
huh.
that you need to make. Did I tell you about the book?
That book. Yeah,
Did
you told me about the book.
you look into that information? So, because that's there's it's not the same as it used to be as far as age goes and everything. So
Plus, I think this is you know how they talk about, well, you're officially in menopause when you've been a year, whatever. Well, I'm in that year, like right now, I
but
feel like.
everything for perimenopause
Is the
through
same for that. Yeah.
it's all the
Well,
same.
it's all the same. Yeah. But anyway, so I feel like I need a little pick me up.
Okay. All right. So here's some things I know about you. I know that you're working out. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, you know, we address health and wealth and spirituality and all the things because it's all part of the program, right? We can't get on with what we're here to do if we're not feeling good. So,
yeah.
So there's that. Of course, no matter what, during the winter months, unfortunately, we're less active just because of the hours in the day. So
sometimes we
have to make a concerted effort towards getting some steps in between and all of that. And of course, you want to lean into the higher protein and the complex carbohydrates. You really should be leaning into fruits and veg for that.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you can skip the, you know, the breads and cereals and stuff for a while, instead, that makes a huge, you know, makes a huge difference. The other huge difference that can help to kickstart things. So are you doing the recommendation of protein, 10 to 15 grams of protein before you work out?
And yeah, that's one thing I added. I did add that.
And then a good 30 to 40, oh, you really should be 35 to 40 grams after you work out, within a half hour to 45 minutes at the light. Okay, great. So then the other thing is, that makes a huge difference is adjusting the whole eating schedule earlier and to be able to stop, you know, like by 6 p.m. stop eating.
Yeah, that's something that that's maybe an easy way. It might not be easy in the moment, but I'm just saying
it's a big one.
That's a big one. And it's something that I need to adjust again, back to what I was doing before.
So that's a huge one, that just making that shift for like anybody, but especially for the hormonal situation. And then, so just deferring to, you know, a cup of tea in the evening or something, if you want to have something. Yeah. And I know it's a chore, like, you know, cause my schedule can get pushed late. I can go long times without eating. I have to really, you know, think about eating, and I do, and I can sometimes, you know, these days I'm working up until 6 o'clock a lot of the time, but I'm ahead of the game in the wintertime. A lot of time I have soups and things like that I make. And then we're just, you know, grabbing that. Yeah. But it is a concerted effort and it does make a huge difference, that piece of it.
Yeah. It doesn't, that I can actually, it's actually, I can do that. I can easily do that. It just means that I gotta I've done this before. I've done the thing where I'm just eating while I'm working. So yeah. I just do that. It's like doctor's orders, kind of like, so.
Yeah, exactly. Complain about it. No, I have a client/friend who's a yoga teacher, and she's the kind of person who can't keep weight on. She has to eat 4,000 calories a day. That means she has to eat all day long, basically. And and she's teaching and she's just eating. So, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. The other thing that getting some extra steps in, because even though we work out, if we're sedentary all day, that's terrible for our systems. And actually, the studies show that if you work out like in the morning and then you sit all day, that it's like, it's not as bad as if you didn't work out, but
I get it. Yeah. So I need it. So I'm going to let Dolce be my little inspiration for that. She gets her little walk. Some days it's a little harder, but I should just make sure that she needs to get out too.
So. She's got to get out too. Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, it's, you know, even taking a couple laps around the house, but just being a conservative, you know, just being a little extra. And if you're not tracking your macros or anything, you might want to do that for a little while. It just kind of brings more attention to things on the reality of things.
Yeah.
I know it's a little harder at this stage of the game. It just is. And so,
yeah. And you know what? I think that'll give me a pick me up in my energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Too. Moving, 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 moving. We were meant to move. All the studies show that the more exercise is good for our brains, it is good for our bodies, it is good for our hearts, it's just good for everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I make an effort to not be sitting while I'm working too, so.
That's great. Yeah, like I'm at my standing desk right now. My desk goes up and down, you know.
Yeah.
I love it when I get to be on the phone with clients, to tell you the truth, because I'm not leashed to the computer and I'm a mover. So that means I can walk around the property, you know? So, you know, I know you have to.
Okay.
So just add all those things in. And then the other thing that I think is really, and this is a mindset thing, and everyone can use this for whatever you're dealing with. It is very easy when you are struggling with something to keep looking at what's not working. And especially on a body level. Oh, see, yeah, like nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, you know, or there's that part I don't like anymore. So in your morning practice, in your meditation, part of what you want to be creating a new reality for is you can do this with a conscious creation process.
Okay.
There's, and just for I'll say this for Liesl's benefit, that there's a module called Conscious Creation. It's got three different trainings in it. It's super powerful for a lot of things. It's my sort of my world of law of attraction. But do a conscious creation process on the body, the weight, and so that you really are consciously connecting into the feelings that you are wanting to cultivate, because that okay. It's really harder. We've got to be real conscious about the body. And that way you're inviting that in.
Say that last part.
Yeah. Okay. Then you're inviting that in, as opposed to reinforcing how, well, there, you know, scales. Yeah. Answers, you know, all the things, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like I've been attempting and falling down, attempting and falling down. I've been doing a lot of that. I feel like, I mean, I'm not going totally crazy, but it's enough to make it so that I don't feel that I'm, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is to make sure that you stay away from being in a lot of that zone two work at your age. Liesl, you're a little younger, so you're not quite in this particular hormonal time. But the, you know, if you're doing that flat out zone two training, which a lot of CrossFit is, a lot of, you know, that kind of stuff, it's just making you more cortisol, you know, and the more stress puts cortisol up, but that puts on that extra fat that.
Right. So when you exact, do you know how they define the zone two? Is it by heart rate or how do they?
Yeah. So what are you doing right now at the gym?
I'm doing two of my workouts. I'm more like stamina workouts, like 35 minutes,
but what do you
at a lower. What am I doing?
Like, what kind of class is that?
Well, they're all kind of like, it's a stamina class.
I know, but are you lifting weights? Are you running?
Yeah. What
are you
doing? Yeah. We're doing all those different things. It's just all different. Okay. Like, you
so that's
do one
very
thing.
Zone two. So, you actually want to stay away from that, but keep going.
Really? That's the, so then
you should
the other.
Book. It's very, very, very.
I listened to part of it, but I didn't get to the details of.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe I need to do more weight training. I am doing weight training, but maybe I need to do more of it.
So the bottom line is you're going to want to do, and this is, so get to that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that.
The bottom line is that you want to shift your workouts so that you are doing, preferably like, 2 to 3 sprint trainings a week, which that can be in conjunction with your weight trainings.
Okay.
Or like 2 sprint and 1 true interval. I'll explain what those are. I know I'm taking a long time with this. I've talked to a lot of you in the group about this, and just Liesl, so you know, the book I'm referring to is called Next Level, but her first book is called Roar. It's Dr. Tracy Sims, ROAR. The new edition just came out, which covers women of all ages. And it's based on, she's a exercise PhD in exercise physiology and in diet nutrition PhD for women. Most tests are done on men. All the stuff you see on socials, fasting and all that, men. This is for women. And she really tells you how to work your exercise and nutrition with your menstrual cycle. And it's not super complicated. And because there hasn't been a lot of studies done on women. But so the weight training is about lifting fewer reps, heavier weights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, get your form right and all of that, and doing more whole body. So this isn't like, you know, 5 or 10 right. weights is doing this. This is doing deadlifts, doing.
Yeah. I do a lot of that stuff.
Okay, great. Right. And it's about doing like 3 sets of only 3 sets of only like 4 to 6 reps.
Total. Yeah.
And then you should be burnt by then. So, okay. But of course you can't lift as heavy as you want to work up to in the beginning, because you have to work up to form and all of those things.
Right.
And so you want to be,
I feel like I have a head start in that.
Okay, great. I did too. So, so you want to be lifting 3 times a week.
Okay.
And you can back that with your sprints on the back end if you want to, and just every other day, you're, you know, 3 times a week, you're just doing, and really you only want you know, you should be out of the weights in 20 minutes and you should be out of your sprints, you know, with a warm up and cool down in 15 minutes tops. So, I don't know if they have, and this, and sprints, and you want to read about that in her book, Sprint Interval Training, because it's basically you're going to be going full out. I do it on the bike. Bike is the best thing for my body. And so
We
I
did
hope.
that on, I did that on Monday. Like Monday, they call this thing a Metcon, and I think it's that. I think that's what it is.
But the thing that most people don't teach is you have to come back to resting heart, to almost resting, at least to zone, close to zone one heart rate. So you're going to go full out for no more than 30 seconds. Like it's right around 15 seconds. You're going to be, I'm not going to go anymore. And then you're going to have like 2 minutes of recovery in between.
Oh, 2 minutes.
You want, and then you can go full out again. And then you want to, you know, like 4 or 5 reps of those. So the idea behind it is going super intense and then coming back to heart rate and not for long periods of time, which stimulates the body in a lot of the ways that your hormones used to stimulate the body. So get to that part of the.
I will get to that part.
Okay.
Thank you. All
Okay.
right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Okay. Okay. All right, we have a short call today just because we have just a couple of people here. And Lisa, we have a call next week. You know, I am going to do, I'm going to do the, I think just because I've got the time, I've got you, got, I'm going to, you can stay or you can go, completely up to you, but I'm going to go ahead and do the full moon, excuse me, the new moon. Update, which I was going to do after this call. I'm going to go ahead and just do it live right here, and then I'll put it on the member site. So it's completely up to you if you want to stay in the background here or if you want to hop off. Just like I said, just completely up to you. Do you have a preference? Are you going to stay or are you going to go? I can't hear you because you're muted, so I'll ask you to mute.
Yeah, I can stay.
Okay, so it's just completely up to you. Okay, great. I'm just going to pin my video here. Hang on a second. There we go. No, I pinned you. I need to pin me. Hang on a second. What did I do? Oh, wait, remove pin. That's what I want to do. There we go. Pin me. Pin. Let's see if we can fix this light a little bit. This is not really better. Face is all shiny. Okay. Is that better or is it better with this up? This one better or the other one? This is good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. It's always a treat to do things live for me, actually. All right. Let me just get my notes up here and we will rock and roll. I'm going to stop this recording.